The readings in today's Mass invite us to take a hard look at our values. What are the things that we treasure most? What is it that we most desire in life? And what do we spend the biggest part of our energy pursuing? Is there something in our mind where we say, if I just had that, or if I just were this way, or if things were this particular way, then I'd be happy? What are these things that we value? We look at the first reading from the book of Ecclesiastes, a little bit of a negative view here, talking about how so much in this world is fleeting. We pursue after so many things in this world, but they're not going to last. And yet, we go after them, and sometimes we even set our hearts on them. But in the end, we pursue these things, we're left thirsting. Vanity of vanities. All things are vanity. By the way, of course, vanity is used here not in the sense of, you know, wanting other people to think you're beautiful or smart, that kind of thing. It's used in the sense of doing something in vain, right? This is the use of the word vanity here. All this labor that we do to store up riches for ourselves, the profit that comes from our toil and anxiety of heart, all of these things fade and pass. St. Paul writes to the people of Colossae, encouraging them to keep their sights set on the things that are above. Don't set your heart on the things here below. He's kind of building on what Qoheleth says in Ecclesiastes. Don't set your heart on the things that are passing. They're not going to give you permanent happiness or peace. Instead, look at the things of God. Focus your life on the things that are going to bring you life and joy, lasting joy and peace. But then St. Paul adds another sort of, we could call it the reverse side of the coin here. It's not just a matter of setting our hearts on the things that are above, he says. Part of that also means turning away from the things that are beneath, that are dragging us down. He's not saying despise everything that is on the earth. You can still enjoy a good meal. You can still enjoy, well, if you enjoy working, you can enjoy your work. You can enjoy visiting with people, the personal relationships you have with people, you know, gardening or hobbies here and there. You can enjoy these things. But where are our hearts set? Of course, part of it is turning away from things that are turning away from things that hinder us in our relationship with God. St. Paul names immorality, impurity, passion, evil desire, and the greed that is idolatry. He says, stop lying to one another. You know, these are things that belong to the old self, he says. These are things that certainly we should not be doing. But then what about other things of this world that don't drag us down? If we set our hearts on them, they could hinder us in our relationship with God. But he's not saying that everything of this world is bad. He's inviting us to rather use those things of this world and enjoy the things of this world in their proper perspective. Always be being thankful for them as they are gifts of God. Always seeing persons in light of their being creatures and children of God, not as objects or you know, just people that are there for our benefit. St. John of the Cross, and I think I may have mentioned this before, St. John of the Cross gave us a great metaphor. He was a mystic who lived in the 1500s, a contemporary of St. Teresa of Avila. Actually, they were very close friends. St. John is known as the mystic doctor of the church because he offers us a great wealth of insight, mystical insight into the spiritual life. Anyway, he talks about this analogy. He gives the analogy of a log that is burning. So let's say you go to the woodpile and you select a log, and it's still a little bit green, but you bring it to the fire anyway. Well, what has to happen first? The fire has to dry the log out and drive out all the moisture from that wood so that it can burn. Then, as the wood begins to burn, it blackens. And all of those things inside of the wood that are contrary to fire have to be drawn out, driven out. And ultimately, that wood is basically changed into fire. It becomes these burning embers that have all of the characteristics of fire. And then that log can in turn do to other things what the fire did to it. That those burning embers can set other things afire. They can warm things. They can dry things. And so, John of the Cross says, it's like that in our spiritual life. When the fire of the Spirit is, you know, upon us, if you will, when we welcome the fire of the Spirit, it begins to draw or drive out from us all of the things that are contrary to it, to the life of the Spirit. So those things Paul mentioned, immorality, impurity, passion, evil desire, and so forth and so on. But then there begins a process of real conforming of us to the fire of the Spirit. The Spirit makes us more and more like the Lord. And that constant process of conversion is about not only eliminating those things that hinder, but also taking on the characteristics that make us similar. And then in the end, when we are completely transformed, we are able to set others afire with that same grace that we have received. So what are the values we hold in life? If we look at our own desires, our own passions in life, what are the things that we strive for? What do we spend our time and efforts pursuing? Are they the things of this world, simply for themselves? Or are they the things that are above, the things of God, the things that are going to bring us life? Do we seek the protection of the vulnerable, to provide for the poor, to express mercy to those who feel unlovable? Do we offer patience to those who stumble and fall? Do we love our enemy? Are these the kinds of values that we hold in the highest regard? In any case, we all have work to do. That's part of our spiritual life, our journey. We groan when Lent comes around because it's 40 days of fasting and penance and sacrifice. And then we're happy when it's over. At least I can speak from my own experience. But really, this is an element of the Christian journey in every moment. We are invited to a continual dying to self, so that we may also experience a continual rising to new life.